lot of positive feedback about this from admissions and financial aid offices on the campus. And you can read some of these quotes. It eliminated a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety from families who typically would contact financial aid and admissions offices with these questions, and really allowed the campuses to come up with firm, competitive offers without the uncertainty and the burden of having to revise these offers later on when the tuition was set. So that was definitely a positive. So early determination was certainly a factor in PAP success. The increased PAP awards were very well received. That's another way of restating what I said. When we can compete financially, we can bring in the students. And the PAP recruits were given full financial information, and they were notified early. My second to last slide is that this last year, and we'll continue to do that this year, we're expanding recruitment of PAP prospects. You know about the Salute to Academic Achievement luncheon, which takes place early fall in Chicago. This year, we expanded the event. We added an event in Urbana downstate, and we had 925 attendees in Chicago, 240 in Urbana. My office has also organized a reception for high school counselors that were very well received to network with the counselors and try to get them to orient their students to the University of Illinois. And we're also going to add working really in concert with the campuses, all the activities take place on the campuses, really an outreach programs to high school counselors to really identify the students early and orient them to the University of Illinois. So moving forward, I have to say that we were, I guess, pleasantly surprised with the success of the new PAP program. We had not fully anticipated this success, so we expanded it. We expanded with an E, a little bit more funding that we anticipated. If we had had additional funding, I believe we would have recruited additional students. But now we are in a situation where we have more PAP students than we expected, which is good. We're going to pay for them for 4 years at the higher rate, and we're in the process of really assessing how we're going to fund the program forward. I think we understand now what is a winning recipe. I think we know how to do it, but we have to fund it. Thank you. I'd be happy to take questions.
I just have a quick question. If a student transfers out before they complete their degree, does that count against the graduation rate?